This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello there, Gary and Chelsea with you. Episode 24 of our Breakfast Buffet podcast right here, just for your ears. What is coming up for you on this episode? All kinds of wonderful stuff, I'm sure.
There was a million mullets.
Ah, yes, something to celebrate. Or not, as the case may be.
I did a cheesy tease.
Oh, please, please, more cheesy tease.
More cheesy tease. It was Birdseye versus Bessie.
This was quite a battle of the ages,
I would say. We talked about hugging a hobbit.
Oh, yes, one of our favourite pop stars seemed to be very into that. I wonder if it's a thing that's going to really take off now.
WhatsApp group chat made a comeback with a very big boat and none loved Henry.
Oh, yeah. Ups and downs, as always, as we find out what's going on in your apartment block. A fabulous feature. You won't want to miss that.
And we opened up the Hump Day Hump line.
I felt like a lot of people were getting stuff off their chest. I thought we gave some very, very helpful advice.
We were an abundance of knowledge.
Abundance of knowledge. That really should be what this podcast is called. But it's not. It's episode 24 of the Breakfast Buffet podcast for you here from KMFM Breakfast. And it's entitled
Hobbits, Hollybobs and Humplines.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
So Wellies, calling it the loo and laughing loudly. Make you posh.
Ooh.
They're all elements we consider posh things. The laughing loudly, usually, if there's a film where it's like a posh restaurant,
yeah,
they will typify that by having a lady wearing pearls.
Yeah.
Possibly those glasses on a stick.
Yeah.
And she'll be tilting her head backwards with her nose in the air going, oh, very loudly across the restaurant like that. And you know, posh
That's
restaurant.
When you know.
We're in a posh restaurant. I've got that. I've got the signs there. So I can understand
checklist.
That. Wellies as well. Your country living and all of that.
Yeah, outdoorsy.
And calling it a loo. That's one. I knew I'm a bit posh. Because I say, I'm going to the loo.
Yeah.
So we're a bit posh, Chelsea.
Look at us go.
Yay,
we made it.
You got anything else that makes you want to be a bit posh? What'd you do?
Oh, I've got in my living room, I've got a little glass bowl with a lid,
uh-huh.
And I fill it with treats for when people come over. But not just anything, I just want to put my fancy treats in. Like, I might go all out and buy some lint balls.
Lint balls?
Yeah. Or like, you know, those chocolates have little things on them. Like, not things that already come in wrappers. They might have like little nuts on the top of them.
Oh.
And I put them in a bowl so they look all pretty. And that's just for guests.
And what kind of, is it like a crystal glass thing?
Well, I think it's meant to, but I mean,
yeah,
I got it from B&M, so it's not.
No.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I'm not going to lie to you, I'm very excited, because Chelsea has simply teased me, saying, Gary, I'm going to tell you about cheese champions next. And I said, well, do. And I expect big things.
Okay. Don't melt at how cheesy this story is, but look sharp. Today is going to be a good day because Britain has been voted the cheese champion of the world. Some are saying it was unfairly grated, but you better believe it because we had a £3 billion market. We're so good at it, we're cheddar than France, they camembert it. I know we're all really grateful for this opportunity, as we are all very fondue of cheese. But we Swiss the best to everyone and encourage you all not to feel blue. And in case of an emergency, always have some backup cheese. Now take it easy. Take it cheesy. We've got to get going.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
We're talking about things that make you feel a bit fancy, make you feel a bit posh. Loads of you have been in touch with stuff that does it for you.
Jen in Maidstone uses sugar cubes instead of granulated, darling.
Oh, that really is la-di-da. Hello to Lauren in Ramsgate. Says, I have to use a china cup. I can't drink tea out of a mug.
Oh, it does taste better, apparently. Tommy uses a teaspoon to get jam out of the jar to put on his toast, and then he spreads it with a knife.
Oh, don't be digging a buttery knife in
Absolutely
Tommy's
not.
Jam. Hello to Adela, who says, I occasionally like to listen to opera while I'm working.
Beautiful. Trisha got told a couple of days ago that saying cordial instead of squash or juice is posh.
Mm.
I would agree.
Yeah, it's nice. Hello, Sophie. I have a pair of shoes that I solely use for taking the rubbish out. Yes, I've got bin shoes.
Wow. Watch out. Neil, when he orders a fry-up, always asks for the toast on a separate plate.
Oh, get a load of Neil. And Claire takes a serviette in her packed lunch to work. She lays it out like a makeshift plate.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I've got a new video thing I'm into. I was I couldn't stop watching videos about tiling.
Yeah, I remember your tiling
phase. I've got to tile the bathroom. So I watched one and then I was like, oh, yeah, that's quite satisfying.
That's nice.
But I've moved on. I found a whole new.
Okay.
Have you got anything like this? Have you got theme of videos that you can't get enough of?
I can't stop watching on TikTok people scraping crispy things. So they like cook things and then they do this really satisfying like
The sound that you're there for.
Potatoes, toast, gyoza. Doesn't matter what it is, scraping. It's that little like ch-ch-ch, love it, can't stop watching them.
Well, I've got a new one. This, you might like this, drain unplugging. So right, and it's like one's out in the street, so there's like a massive puddle in the street, right?
Okay.
And someone wades in and like you can see them rooting around a bit, and then they drag out a load of leaves and muck and suddenly all the water starts draining away. Oh, it's so good. How that is not a movie already. How Brad Pitt isn't in a movie called The Drain Unbunger.
Unbunger.
I don't know what Unbunger. Sponsored by Unbungo. You don't remember.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
There's a million of these in the UK.
A million's quite a big amount.
It's a quite big amount. It's more than I thought. If I'd had to guess, I would never have guessed anywhere near a million. And it really divides people. Some people love ovs. Some people really don't. What do you think there's a million of divides people?
The way you're saying it makes me think Marmite jars.
Marmite jars?
Because it's love or hate,
isn't it? There'd be so many more than a million.
A million.
We've got two in our cupboards. There's the one that's going and there's one that's got the little bit of scraping still in that you refuse to throw away because you think, I could probably get a bit out of that, but you can't really. But you still, it's like, what am I going to... So, no, I reckon that's way higher than that. No, that is the incorrect answer.
Okay, hear me out.
All right.
Rubber gloves. People are really weird about your marigolds. People are either no glove washer uppers or glove washer uppers. 1 million pairs, no?
Okay. Good. I think there must be more out
there.
I
think marigolds.
So. I don't know. I can't prove it. I haven't got the figures. But anyway, it's not what we're looking for. Have another go.
Okay. Spiders. And this makes me feel unwell.
Oh, there's probably 10 in this room.
No, don't tell me that.
There's probably 10 in every room that you could be in right now.
Per town.
No. Can you imagine? He's the Canterbury spider. Oh,
I'd like that.
Yeah, well,
can have a little
it's
crown.
Not the case. You've got it totally wrong. It's mullets. Mullets! There's a million mullets. They're back. They're all hot again now.
A million.
Not so many down here. It's a shame.
I've not seen many mullets in Kent.
Leeds the way. And I think that's because they've got a big rugby following up there. And I think the rugby guys, they like a mullet.
They like a mullet.
And I've turned around on mullets. I did not like a mullet. But now when I watch those rugby guys playing, I think, yeah, that's a good look. And it says to me they're going to try hard during the game.
Yeah.
And like the old saying goes, you know, work up front, party up back. That's what that hairdo is all about. I think it shows they're going to play a good game. And then afterwards, they're all going to be friends. Arms around the opponents, buying them a
arms
beer.
Arms around the mullets.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Armed around the mullets.
I'm not on board with this mullet.
You're not on board with the mullet?
No.
I thought you were going to say I love a mullet.
I don't want a tail in the wind blowing behind.
You've got one. Your hair's 4 foot long.
But
what's
my
your
mullet
problem?
Starts from the top of my head, not the back.
Well, beggars can't be choosers sometimes.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
So what have an auntie, a monkey and a sea captain got in common? I won't let you guess because you'll be there all day. The answer is they're amongst our favourite TV advertising icon. So welcome to the advertising icon quiz. Our plucky contestant is you, Chelsea Little. Okay. Now I'm going to give you two advertising icons.
Yeah.
And you've got to tell us which one you think has been around longer.
Okay.
Aunt Bessie.
Love her.
Or the Pepperami animal. That guy.
Has to be Aunt Bessie.
Aunt Bessie, you're saying?
Yeah.
No. The Pepperami animal. Bible. We've been around since 91, aren't Bessie? 95.
Has it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, here's your next one. Who's been around longer? Percy Pig or the Duracell Bunny?
Oh, that's really difficult. I'm going Duracell Bunny.
It's the correct answer.
I brought it back.
Percy Pig, 92. Duracell Bunny, 73. Okay, this is the clincher then. So this is for the win, okay? This is for the win.
Okay.
Coco the monkey.
Oh, Coco Pops.
They even turned the milk brown.
I love him.
Versus Captain Birdseye.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, this is a good one.
Birdseye versus monkey.
Birdseye versus monkey.
Oh, no. Okay. Right, this isn't the right reason to make the choice, but okay. I love the monkey more, so I'm going for Coco.
You're going for the monkey. You're saying the monkey is older than Captain Birdseye. It's been around longer than Captain Birdseye. I just want to confirm that is your final answer.
Okay, no, last minute swift. I'm going Birdseye. I'm going Birdseye.
You're going Birdseye now?
Yeah, because peas have been around longer, haven't they?
Okay. Mainly used to sell fish fingers, of course, because he's a captain of the sea where they catch fish and not so many peas.
Isn't he used to cutting pieces?
But anyway...
No, I
put you off.
Monkey.
You should have gone with your gut. Coco the monkey's been around since 63. And Captain Birdseye, he's only been around since 67.
No way. You lose
quite spectacularly because you think garden peas are caught at sea.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Gary and Chelsea.
I tell you what, I am ready. So excited. So excited. It's KMFM and it's Gary and Chelsea here. Now, Chelsea, I don't want to, you know, it's not my business to say where you were at the weekend. You just weren't here. But I know that you were somewhere.
Yeah.
You could say where if you like. It's kind of irrelevant. But I just know you've been away. And I know you never stop thinking about this show wherever you go.
It's always on my mind.
Oh, exactly. It's not the kind of job you leave behind. It's not kind of 6 till 10, job's done, forget about it till the next morning. No, you carry it with you. It's life.
It is. It's part of who we are.
Right, okay. So even when you're away, you're of course thinking about us here doing the show when you're not. And from your travels, I expect, because you're a very generous person, you would have taken the opportunity to buy a nice little look what I got gift for you guys while I was away. So I thought I'd just give a little bit of time in the show. I know it's a little bit all about us, but I just thought I'd give you a little bit of time in the show to make, because I know, you know, you're a showy person, you're a generous person. This time now, just to present us with the gift you got from your trip away. Now's the moment, Chelsea. Lay it on us. This is so exciting. Chelsea?
I didn't get you anything.
What?
There wasn't anything to bring back.
There wasn't anything to bring back?
No, because the coffee, you have to put in a special thing on the stove, so I couldn't get you that. And then the chocolate I ate, so you couldn't get that one.
Right, okay.
And then you don't want a fridge magnet or anything like that, do
you?
Yeah, it clogs up the house.
Oh, so you didn't get me anything from your trip?
No. Oh. I'm sorry.
The music and everything.
I'm sorry. You should have pre-warned me or put in a request.
No, that's not how gifts work, is it? Okay, look, just cheer me up this morning. What's the best thing anyone ever brought you back from a holiday or from a trip? You know, pretending perhaps even that they cared.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Lewis Capaldi.
Even though he's a super celeb, he still gets starstruck himself. And when he was at the BAFTAs, he's been telling everyone how excited he was to tell Martin Freeman that he loves him.
Oh, The Hobbit.
The Hobbit. He's also Sherlock's sidekick, isn't he? John, the character?
Yeah, Dr. Watson.
And obviously Nativity.
Oh, Nativity, right, yeah.
Iconic film.
I wonder what he was hugging him most for. Do you think he was hugging him most for being a hobbit, for being in a nativity, or for being... Oh, he's in the office as well.
He's done so
What's he
much.
Getting a hug for?
Which I think hobbit.
I think everyone hobbit. Wants to hug a hobbit.
Yeah.
Have you ever hugged a hobbit?
I've never hugged a hobbit.
We need to... You've got to hug a hobbit or two.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. Gary and Chelsea.
Well, we're barely speaking. We're like the new... Holly and Phil. Smiles on air, but it's masking pain.
I think I've hurt him, guys.
Yeah. So it just went away for the weekend. I mean, it's not important where. I mean, are you? I mean,
I went to Rome.
Okay, you told us. Right, I was going to build up to that and make a joke of it. I was going to say it's probably not somewhere that has any kind of tourists. And so there's not that kind of stuff that you could buy, but you went to Rome. Spoiled my joke there. Okay, so just adding to my misery. So you didn't buy me anything. Fair enough, whatever. But so we're trying to turn my friend upside down.
Yeah.
What have you been bought by someone who did care about you when they went away? What have you been bought?
Gemma in Rochester got bought a handbag made out of crisp packets. She loved it and she's still got it. You'd probably like that. You like crisps.
I like crisps. I don't want a handbag.
You can put stuff in. Put your snacks in.
Why is it with snacks? Look,
I don't know. I'm always hungry.
Yes.
This would make you feel a bit better. Look, Claire from Dover, she got bought back a suitcase full of dirty washing. See, I did you a favour not getting you a gift.
No, I'm not accepting that. That's just another poor joke. Make me in a worse mood.
Dean in Gravesend got a fruit machine fridge magnet, and it actually works when you like pull the little
fridge magnet, you say. Yeah, that'd have been nice.
You don't want a fridge magnet of rock. Come on.
Apparently not.
What about, Joanna's got a top friend, I can't lie. Her friend Cherry bought her back a pair of UGG slippers from Australia. They're so comfy, aren't they?
I don't know. No one's ever bought me any.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Love Anne-Marie. She's been on the socials saying, how do all these cooking videos make cookies look so easy to make? I've tried 3 times in the past half an hour and they're not good. That's not what she says, but you get the gist.
Cookies are so difficult to make.
Yeah, she saw it in a video. She tried it, didn't work out.
Oh, no. I've definitely got one of those examples. Do you remember when the ice challenge was a thing?
The ice challenge.
And everyone was like, you'd either get in a bin and they'd pour ice over you.
Oh.
Or like people sat in chairs.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm a sucker for these things. So I was like, yeah, I can do that. Yeah. So I got into a wheelie bin, poured ice over me. But no one was holding the wheelie bin. And, you know, surprise, surprise, it's not fun being covered with ice. So when I tried to jump out of the wheelie bin, I just stopped, dropped and rolled and flopped out into the garden like a salmon.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Time to get our weekly roundup. What's happening in your apartment block? All kinds of stuff always goes down there, Chelsea. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So what's going on this week then? What's going on? What's been happening? What's the update?
There was an abandoned Henry on the third floor.
The Hoover.
Henry the Hoover.
The vacuum cleaner. Hoover's another brand. Cleaver. Don't start.
Right. Was abandoned on the third floor for 3 days.
3 days?
But have no fear, he's been returned to his rightful owner.
Okay, Henry's home.
3 days it took them to realise that he was lost.
I would miss my Henry quicker than that.
Poor Henry, I would as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a massive boat.
Oh!
Not in the apartment block. We could see it from afar.
Yeah.
And it did a 3-point turn in the river, and it was like an old pirate looking ship. And it did a 3-point turn.
Oh.
Turn. Oh. How would a pirate say turn?
They say it like turn. I do love a big boat turning in a small space.
So fascinating.
Very fascinating.
Did it better than I can with my little KA in a very large space.
Well, let's not go there.
And there was a serious delivery.
A
delivery dilemma.
Oh, you got too clever.
So the delivery drivers can't find our block because it's a new build.
Yeah.
Hasn't figured out the register yet.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, we can't find you. So Leanne has come up with a solution.
Yes, Leanne.
Send it to the dentist, which is literally next door to us. And then they buzzer us to let us know that our pizza's with them.
You get a call from the dentist to know that your wedges have arrived.
They're like, look, pepperoni, Leanne.
Pepperoni.
I told you to get cookies this time.
Wow. And that's why when you're trying to get a dentist appointment, you can't get through everybody. Well, what a fabulous roundup in our feature. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
I went away recently and I noticed that airports have really funny names. They like to abbreviate them
three
letters.
On your little sticker that goes on your bag, yeah.
And none of them, to me, make any sense. But I've worked with you for quite a while and I feel like you're quite intelligent.
Okay, I think you may have been mistaken in that time, but all right.
I thought I'd test you on them.
Okay.
See if you find them as bizarre as
all
I
right,
do.
There's one I know. And
okay.
I'll tell you that right now.
Go on.
London Gatwick, LGW.
Yay!
That's it. Don't ask me anymore. I'm not widely travelled.
Okay, I'll give you another UK one.
All right.
What's Manchester?
Man.
Actually is M-A-N. Yeah! Manchester is man. Okay, let's spice it up a little bit. Los Angeles, L-A.
Oh, that's L-A-X.
Yes. I don't know why I know that. I think it's from a film.
And there's a song called Sweet Dreams, My L-A-X, by someone at West Club. Yeah, anyway, I'm right. This is the main thing.
Okay, how about Dublin?
Dub.
It is!
Yeah, this is actually easier than I thought. You're going to catch me out in a minute, though.
Yes,
I know you will.
So you thought. What do you think Rome is?
Rom.
You couldn't be further from the truth.
Oh.
It's F-C-O.
F-C-O?
Yeah. No, like what?
Did you find out why?
No, I didn't even want to. I protested.
Excuse me, my bags are going to F-C-O. I'm going to Rome. Please remedy the situation.
Remedy.
Wow, who knew?
What about Chicago?
O-H-A.
That's a. I like the theory here. It's O-R-D.
Okay.
I don't understand why it's odd.
Well, I think I've seen the movies that there's an airport called O'Hare. And so I just went with that.
I thought you were going to get it then when you said the O. What about
the last one.
Beijing?
X, X, X.
No. P-E-K.
P-E-K?
Peck.
Peck. Oh, Peking, Beijing. Anyway.
Gary and Chelsea, KM, FM, Breakfast Buffet.
Today we are opening up for the very first time the Hump Day Hump Line. Yes, you can just get in touch if there's something giving you the hump. And, well, first of all, just to get it off your chest is going to make you feel better. That's what we're here
sharing
for.
Sharing is caring.
We're the people's radio station. And we might have some advice that maybe you could turn that frown upside down. Turn that hump inside out.
Into a ditch.
Into a ditch. Okay, so who's been on the hump line?
Sophie in Maidstone is on a real losing streak with Uno lately.
In Uno?
In Uno.
I'm sorry to hear that. Once you go on a losing streak on Uno, though, it's very hard to get back.
Is it?
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll send you some +4 cards in the post and you can keep them up your sleeve.
Have some extras.
Yeah.
Just
right.
When you need them. Only in state of emergency, though.
Yeah, yeah. Don't use them willy or indeed nilly.
Debbie in Ticehurst, her tomato plants aren't growing.
Well, we could send you some of that stuff you can buy. I've seen it in B&M.
What's
the Scott is full of like all vitamins that are good for tomatoes.
Oh, multivitamins for the tomatoes. Do you remember the advert with the frog? And it'd be like, cheer up, sleepy green, makes things lush and green. And it was the frog.
Oh, does that help tomatoes, which of course are red? No.
But they're on like green grass, aren't they?
No. Well, let's leave gardening things to someone else, shall we? But, thank you. Problem shared, problem half.
Debbie in Rochester had to make her own packed lunch again.
Not again.
Again.
Well, at least you get the sandwich filling you want.
This is true. I like that positive twist on things.
Come on, you don't go, what if they... Oh, who's put this... They know I don't like... You know when they put cucumber in, it makes it go soggy?
Oh, it's the worst, isn't it?
You won't put the cucumber in.
You wouldn't do that to yourself, Debbie.
No soggy sandwich for Debbie. It's beautiful. Let's turn that hump inside out. One more.
And Kaylee, the Dairy Milk Bar only had 4 bits of small chocolate. That's not even a fun size snack pack. I am not happy. Well, I've got a solution for this.
Okay, this is great. Who knew?
Kaylee.
Yep.
Just buy the Sharabar.
Sharabar.
Never disappoints.
Yeah.
Then you got 4 pieces a row.
But don't tell the government because those Sharabars are brought in to try and keep us all healthy. So if anyone asks, tell them you're sharing.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I'm such a sucker. I get suckered in to these life hack things.
Oh,
that turn out to be like, are you kidding me? That's not a life hack.
That like, isn't it.
So I was doing a bit of weeding.
Yes.
Annoying job. So I see this thing. Online today, gardening tip. Taking care of your weeds can be a lot easier and cheaper than you think. It's brilliant.
Perfect.
This surprisingly effective trick will banish weeds in minutes. It costs nothing.
Clickety-click,
I'm in there. All you need to get rid of weeds, says a gardening expert here. I've quoted you, gardening expert. Is your bare hands. The expert recommends pulling weeds out from the ground yourself or using tools to do so if the root is too deep. What? That's weeding. That's what weeding is. This is a life hack. This is telling me what weeding is.
This is a dictionary definition. So the life hack for weeding is just to weed.
Do some weeding. The expert also assured that weeds shouldn't grow back once they've been pulled out. No, because they're not there anymore,
There's
are they?
There's nothing left.
It's like if I sell my car, guess what? I ain't got a car no more, have I? It's gone. Life hacks. You hacked me again. Thanks a lot.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
No righty swipey, no likey.
You scare me sometimes. No righty swipey, no likey. Right, yeah, that's the way the
dating apps.
You
know,
I got the reference. I'm just worried about you.
Okay. Well, don't worry, because this is good news for short kings.
Okay.
So when people swipe right on a dating app, it means obviously you like them, swipe left, rejection.
Right.
Data is out that the most right height for a swipe.
You are the right height for a swipe. Hey, you're the right height for a swipe.
Oh.
I'd like to swipe your height. Right.
I'd swipe your height.
Right.
What do you think the most right height swipe is?
I think the right height for a right swipe, 5'8".
Bang on!
Yeah!
That's outrageous! First guess. Short Kings.
Yeah, well
five
done.
5'8's the winner.
Okay, but you've now called all the people that were perfect 5'8", and quite happy about that short. So I don't know how they feel about that.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
We must find out what is giving you the right hump, because the hump day hump line is open for business. What are people saying, Charles?
Hannah got locked out of the house for 4 hours.
Oh, no.
Hannah, you always keep a spare key under the gnome.
Under the gnome. If you don't have a gnome...
Get a gnome. Teresa in Westmorling forgot her bikini to sit by the outside pool at the gym.
If you don't have a bikini, naked.
Naked. Amy in Rochester's cat keeps pooping on her fresh soil.
Ah. I would say, well, poop is always good for plants, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
fine. Spread it. Just leave it. Just let it be. Let the poop be. And chill.
And Rochelle still hasn't won the lottery.
Well, what you can do, you can get a lottery ticket next week.
Yeah.
And you'll have a 416 million to one chance of winning again. or don't get a lottery ticket and your odds are almost the same.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.